Good morning. And welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not taking out a sizable loan to save Joanne Fabrics, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Holly Roberts.
Oh, buenos ding dong delirios.
And the same to you. It's Thursday, March 21st, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to Absolutely Incredible Kid Day. Mm. Welcome to Companies That Care Day. International Day of Forests. Welcome to International Tiramisu Day. Welcome to Memory Day. Welcome to California Strawberry Day. Welcome to Common Courtesy Day. Welcome to Countdown Day. Crunchy Taco Day. Don't be doing soft sell today. Welcome to National Flower Day. Welcome to National Fragrance Day. French Bread Day. National Healthy Fats Day. So eat an avocado.
Yeah.
National Single Parents Day. Teenager Day. Vermouth Day. Welcome to Orange and Lemons Day. Slytherin Pride Day. Ooh. World Down Syndrome Day. World Poetry Day. Here's Holly's favorite, World Puppetry Day.
Oh, yeah.
World Tattoo Day. And welcome to your coffee, everybody.
Everything's perfectly all right now. We're fine. We're all fine here now. Thank you. How are you?
How are you, everyone?
Ah, great.
Good.
My allergies are acting up. So, you know, just dealing with that. I don't know. I wonder if other people are experiencing the same thing.
What happened?
Holly's shaking her head.
Oh, yeah. Oh. The allergies. Thing, right? Man, the buds are getting ready to bud early, but then they're going to have to go back in their hole this week. Sorry, buds.
Yeah.
This one's not for you.
Is snow coming, guys? Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah, today.
I gotta keep my wreath up.
Yeah. Today.
Damn it. It's your fault, Alexis.
You know. You did it.
Blame it on my wreath.
Yeah.
Wreath.
I mean, if wreath. We probably the weather wouldn't have happened if you had kept your wreath up. And now, but yeah, it's let's see here. It's supposed to come tonight or late this afternoon.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And then into the overnight.
Okay.
And then the other round. So this one, the metro could get like 2 to 3. And, wait a minute. Well,
that's significant compared to what we've been having.
Hey, look, Ken Barlow says you should find your shovel.
Oh, really? Oh, dreamy.
That's what he said.
Yeah, tonight.
Okay.
Into tomorrow morning, 2 to 4 inches of snow.
Okay.
All right. Then the second round, we get a little break. Late Saturday night and Sunday, several inches of snow likely.
Wow.
Now, I have seen many wild reports that several inches could also mean like a foot.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
For the whole listening area?
Yeah, for the entire metro area. I can't speak to our friends in Western Wisconsin. You're going to have to deal with that on your own.
You're responsible for yourself.
Exactly. Stock up on your fireworks, cheese curds, and sex toys, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hunker down. Yeah. It's going to be
keep
a wild
yourself
weekend.
Busy. Yep. We can't entertain you then.
Get a few new toys.
Yeah, get it. Hey.
Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. You always wanted that whiz bang.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what store. 2 out of 3 sell them.
Yeah.
Oh.
And okay. You get the right toy. You can whiz and bang.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I mean? Oh, I'm here all week.
Oh, should I shouldn't Google that, right?
No, I don't even know what I said. I don't even know what I meant.
Yeah.
But yeah, well, we can't complain though. That's why I'm not even moaning or groaning.
It's been so mild.
It's been so mild, and we've been very lucky. El Nino has been very well, and I don't want to say good because if you own a winter resort, this hasn't been good.
Yeah, no,
it's been disastrous. But
poor Buck Hill, man.
Yeah, they had to get old slush puppy machines in from the 80s to make snow.
They've been making snow for months now.
Had to get the icy machine people to help too. Get flavored snow just because we're making so much. But
the yellow's banana.
Oh, but banana artificial flavored stuff is probably banana flavored stuff is one of the worst artificial flavored anything. I'm just putting that out there. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
The random just saying.
That banana Laffy Taffy, that is nasty.
It's so disgusting.
An abomination.
Such a disgusting artificial flavor, the banana. Oh, I actually think it's the worst. I do.
I'm trying to think of the other flavors. I don't mind it.
A fake watermelon is also disgusting.
Yeah, it's got a whiff of BO.
Yeah, that's worse to me. And sometimes that green apple cannot be very good either. And the blue raspberry.
Do not hate on the blue raspberry. Yeah,
I can't. You lost me there. I was with you until that last one.
That is God's flavor, Alexis. 100% natural.
Yeah.
The way it was meant to be.
It is a delicious art.
My brother says the same thing. He loves it. That's his favorite of all the flavors.
Blue raspberry.
The blue raspberry.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It's banana, though. I don't know why I just thought about that. Well, because Holly said banana snow, but it's just vile. I don't think scientists can properly get the flavor of banana. I think we should stop trying.
Probably.
It's not.
Well, what if the astronauts had that attitude? What if they said, we can't go to the moon?
There's just some things we can't do about it.
We can pick another flavor, Holly.
We can nail banana.
Oh, no. We can put domes over sports arenas. We should be able to come up with an artificial banana flavor.
That's right.
We cannot. No.
Well, now I'm looking at another weather forecast and a stripe of snow, and it looks like, hey, if you're in the northern metro or if you're in central Minnesota, it looks like around the St. Cloud area, that's where the heaviest accumulation is going to be happening over the weekend.
And
some of the high-end potential, not determined yet, could wind up with 6 to 12 inches.
Wow.
And that stripe does include the metro area. So you've been warned. Now, this messes with some gambling that we were establishing earlier this year. The bet was, are we going to have a snow emergency this year?
I'm sorry. I thought you were talking to swerve into the NCAA because the games start tonight. So are your brackets in? Is really okay.
Oh,
what did we say? I can't remember.
My bet was that we will have no snow emergency this year.
I think I said one. I don't know. I don't remember what I said. Okay. Did I say one, Holly? I don't remember.
Well, you know what?
I definitely said we'd have one.
Yeah,
but I wonder if it was more of a time frame thing that we were betting on.
I just said the season.
Anyone remember?
I don't know.
Please let us know. Email the show. You know.
What I'm saying, there might be money on the line. And so now I'm concerned. Yeah. $1.
I don't know, though. If we only get 2 to 3 in the metro, I don't think it's going to be an emergency situation. I mean, we're hardy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're Puritans. We're not gonna,
it's that's nothing. That's a dusting. But not because, what?
No, I was just, Tina likes banana Laffy Taffy too.
Well, Tina, you're no longer allowed to listen to the show.
But then she says, love you guys. So does that matter?
Oh, fine. Tina, you can stay. It really is disgusting. Think about it though, my talkers. I challenge you to come up with a grosser artificial flavor. There really isn't. You're not going to be able to. Here's a dual challenge.
So sometimes coconut's really bad too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fine. I'll give you that one. But tell me, here's a dual challenge or a parallel challenge.
Sure.
Prove me wrong. What? Give me an artificial banana flavored something that doesn't taste like crap or tastes like it was made in a laboratory.
Oh, yeah. I can only think of the banana Laffy Taffy. Yep. If we've got
I don't think you'll be able
taste
to.
Taste testing.
Yeah. I don't think you'll be able to. So when we come back, we have good news if you are a Barbie fan, good news if you're a He-Man fan, or a Hot Wheels fan. What am I talking about? And you can be an adult and be a fan of these things. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you about that. But first, we're going to tell you about this. It is time for the Walk for Animals. Like, not right now. It's cold, but we're preparing for it. With the Animal Humane Society, the 2024 Walk for Animals. Join Team My Talk, and you'll never, ever believe who the team captains are. You'll never, never, ever guess. Woo-hoo! Alexis and Holly. There we go.
Yeah, walk with us. It's May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Bring your pets. It's going to be a fun day.
Hi. Holly has some. Holly and Alexis have some specific demands. They want unusual sightings, like bunnies on leashes.
Yep.
I'm sorry, bunnies and strollers, ferrets on leashes, right?
Did yes.
I get that right?
Yeah. Iguanas on leashes. You can even bring your betta fish, make a necklace out of them. You know, just carry that big tank.
Yep. So,
yep.
Go to our website. Sign up. What is our website, you ask? MyTalk1071.com. When we come back, that good news for toy fans. Next.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Here's a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
I've seen the end of the universe, and it happens to be in the United States. And oddly enough, it's in Houston, Texas. Imagine my surprise when I left a comedy club one day and walked to the end of the block, and there on one corner was a Starbucks. And across the street from that Starbucks, in the exact same building as that Starbucks, there was a Starbucks. I looked back and forth thinking the sun was playing tricks with my eyes. But there was a Starbucks across from a Starbucks. And that, my friends, is the end of the universe. People say, how do you know? And I say, go there. Stand between those two Starbucks. Look at your watch. Time stands still. And if you look this way and look at only the one Starbucks, immediately you think, when I turn around, there can't possibly be a Starbucks behind me. Nobody could be that stupid. And if there was a just and loving God, he wouldn't allow this kind of thing to happen. So you turn slowly, thinking you'll see a Denny's or a Gap or a mobile station. And there's a Starbucks!
This has been a comedy moment on Jason and Alexis in the Morning. The great Louis Black, currently on his farewell tour, and he's stopping by Mystic Lake, by the way. A little tidbit of info for
you.
Yeah, I think it might be. Yeah, I'm going to go. I love Louis.
Yeah,
and
I know he's your favorite.
He is my favorite. I love him a lot. He's a nice guy. One of the nicest comedians. I always tell the story. It's brief, so don't worry. I interviewed him three times in the early days, mid-2000s, and he was big. I mean, he was already on The Daily Show, and dude would always come in with no publicist, no agent, nobody to annoy me, just him, and he would always stop at Super America, and he would have like a 48-ounce beverage with him, always. Nothing fancy, and just the nicest guy ever. Yeah, he's at Mystic Lake. I don't know if the show is sold out. I didn't do my due diligence. I apologize.
I just looked up. It's a Friday night. It's perfect. April 26th.
Perfect.
It's limited, but it's not sold out yet.
Oh, perfect. If you've never seen Louis, go see Louis. He's the best. Jason and Alexis in the Morning. It's Thursday. It's March. It's the 21st. Thank you for being here. Mattel's having a banner year. This is what I was talking about. They released Barbie. Their He-Man animated series, which is under the Mattel umbrella, is doing very well on Netflix. Both of them, the one more for kids and then the one that Kevin Smith is doing. Again, let me repeat it, Barbie. So Mattel is flying high. Well, I had no idea they were doing this. They got into the amusement park business. Did you guys know about these?
No,
not at all.
I didn't either. I honestly didn't until yesterday when this popped up on USA of Today.
I know the idea was kind of swirling around just by the popularity of the film.
Yeah. Well, it's already almost done. There's going to be two of these things called Mattel Adventure Parks. There's going to be one opening first, as in this year, in Glendale, Arizona.
Okay.
And then the second one, and this was the catalyst, this was the peg, this was the news item yesterday. There's been such a response. They're going to open one in Kansas City, Kansas next year. And you're going to be able to go into the Barbie Beach House You're going to ride a Hot Wheels roller coaster, a Thomas and Friends kiddie ride, and you're going to be able to walk through Castle Grayskull if you are a fan of He-Man, which I gots to tell you, if you are a He-Man fan, it's kind of like what Disney did for Star Wars, that you get to walk through Star Wars land to be able to walk through Castle Grayskull as a kid of the 80s. Oh my goodness.
My husband's going to lose it.
I have the power!
Oh my gosh. We just got our four-year-old a vintage, but new, you know, it was new, but vintage, He-Man Masters of the Universe pajama. And when he put that on,
like underoos from the 80s?
Just but a pajama.
New, but
the elastic was kind of shot. But regardless, Anna went absolutely bonkers because he wants one too. So I can't even imagine walking through a Mattel Adventure Park and there's He-Man and Skeletor and... Oh my gosh. Wait, so when is this one going to open? Because Kansas City, that would be, you know, fairly easy for us to get to.
Next summer, I believe. The one in Arizona opens later this year.
Oh, maybe we should go there first.
On the other end of the Castle Grayskull is the attraction there isn't just walking through Castle Grayskull. There's a He-Man and Skeletor laser tag extravaganza.
They're fighting for Eternia.
Yeah. Ooh. And then there's a Rock'em Sock'em Robot golf course. Look, if I'm Mattel, this is genius.
Slam dunk, yeah.
You don't have to do anything as big as Disney World or Six Flags. This looks to me like this is a mini amusement park. I would put these bad boys everywhere where there's decent weather. You know, fill in the blank if people can't afford to go to Disney or Six Flags, or there's not a Six Flags near you, and those are getting pricey too. Put these around. I wish we had one here indoors, like Nickelodeon Universe. Have a second amusement park for Mall of America.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not telling them what to do, but yeah. That's where all these places are going, experiential.
Yeah.
You know, brick and mortar retail is suffering. You got to create experiences, and Mall of America is doing that. And I think, you know, Rosedale Center on a local level is doing that really well. But
is there real estate for Mall of America to get bigger?
Yeah.
I feel like there's like a little farm.
The parking lot across from it where the Met Center was next to IKEA, that's still unused. There is rumors it has to cross,
it's do like a Skyway. That's so Minnesota.
Well, they're supposed to do a giant indoor water park. They've been talking about it for years, and it's crossed a few hurdles. But, you know, it's city government is like watching a tortoise have sex. You know, it's like very, very slow. Very, 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 very slow sex.
And there's Great Wolf Lodge across the street, too.
There is that, too.
So we do have some indoor water parks.
We do.
Yeah, that's right.
But if I'm the brothers that own Mall of America, I think they're Canadian. Create the biggest darn indoor beach you've ever seen. Get Annette Funicello and Frank. Oh, I think they're gone. But, you know.
Hey, Frankie Avalon is still here.
Get Frankie Avalon. Do a beach blanket bingo thing. And yeah.
Wow. How tall do you have to be to go on those water slides?
I don't know. You mean for Zen?
Yeah.
Wanting for Zen? I think he's probably a little too small still for the big ones.
I think he'd love it, but... Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's a lazy river there, right?
Yeah.
Well, they freak you out? River.
Water slides freak me out. Certain height ones. Yeah, I'm not good at those.
Oh, yeah, like the straight drops?
The straight... where it goes... Yes. Your butt crack?
Because I feel like I'm so big that I'm going to just fly right off the side. I have that irrational fear. Yeah.
There's some like trap doors at the bottom. You just stand in and they just bloop.
No, I'd rather set myself on fire. I'm not doing that. No way I'm doing that.
Irrational fear too, Jace.
Yeah, I'm not doing that at all. Not happening. When we come back, update from Richard Simmons. Another one. Stay with us. Hey, everybody. everybody. It's Chase for Skin Rejuvenation Clinic. Every month there's a new special at Skin Rejuvenation Clinic, and this one's a good one. If you've heard of the laser treatments Halo or Moxie, and I got an email from a woman named Shannon yesterday who had Halo, and she's like, ooh, Halo was a lot. And I said, yeah, I mean, it is. But it's fabulous. I've had it done. My mother-in-law's had it done. But if you're looking for something to deal with sunspots and pigmentation and uneven skin tone and Halo's maybe a little too much, Moxie's great. I call it
baby
Halo. Both Moxie and Halo are on sale this month, though. $150 off. That is big savings. And you need to do it like now, before your summer vacations, because you do, for both, need a day or two of downtime. You're going to be a little red. And there's another, but on the other end of that, your skin looks amazing. But you need to call Skin Rejuvenation Clinic and you need to mention me. $150 off. This is going to end at the end of the month. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Right here on My Talk. Everything entertainment, everything desk lights. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. A little pop of pop culture in our first hour here. And I know it seems like we just said a similar story, but we have a Richard Simmons update. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, this one is not quite as not funny at all. Not as funny as the original one of Richard telling everyone that he was dying. And then he's like, no, I was just trying to make a point. But a couple days later, I think he dropped this yesterday on his Facebook page, Richard said he has skin cancer. And he posted a long Facebook post, and he said that he had a bump on his face. He went in there. He went into the doctor. Richard injected a little bit of humor into the post, which I'm going to have a comment about that in a minute. But he went in there and gave him some bagels and lox, and he put it under a microscope, and he came back 20 minutes later, and the doctor, this is Richard writing, he said, you know, the doctor said the C word. So he described what it was like removing the areas. And bless his heart, he was talking about how the first round was about a half hour and they can't numb it. So they were talking, he was talking about the laser that was burning, and he talked about, he said that a tear ran down his cheek. And then he had to come back, I guess, like an hour and a half later, and it had to go a little deeper. The laser had to go deeper. And it was a beautiful post. And this is what I wanted to read directly. I know some of you reading this have had cancer and know someone in your life who has had cancer. Promise me you will see your doctor and get a complete checkup. That's how he ended the post. Now, this story, the Richard Simmons story, as I said yesterday or whenever the hell, I don't know, whenever we talked about Richard and his Twitter post, but I said this is the only, Richard Simmons is the one of the few, I'm not going to say only, that's too definitive, but it's one of the few stories that I will occasionally put an aluminum, my aluminum foil hat on, my Colleen and Bradley Memorial aluminum foil hat. And I said that I think maybe the housekeeper's writing this stuff, or Richard's really not with us anymore. I don't think that anymore after this, reading his post, reading his wording, reading, I don't know. And it would be very dangerous if somebody else was writing this stuff for him. He listed doctors' names. I no longer feel that way. I just think Richard doesn't want to be in the public sphere anymore, which you can't blame him.
Yeah.
There we go.
Aww.
We wish you the best.
Sad to hear that, but hey, it's great that he's opening up about what he's going through. And I'm sure there are a lot of people who've gone through skin cancer or about to go through it, and to not feel alone. I mean, mm-hmm. he's really good at that connection, and he's just proving that once again.
Mm-hmm. People are probably going to get checked. I need to get checked. You know, I'm at that colonoscopy, laughing and leaking age. I'm at the colonoscopy.
Yep.
Checking my moles era of my life. I've never done that. And I'm in the sun, you know, my trips to Florida, on the regular. And I'm not always the great with skin, with sun protection. So I need to get in there. And Richard kind of reminded me of that. So he is doing good. I'm sure people will go in there because of him.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been checked?
For skin cancer? Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. I have not, I have not had a colonoscopy yet. I think, what is it, women for 45?
45, yeah.
45,
yeah.
So we're getting there. We're getting there.
We've got a place across the street, let me tell you.
Husband's had a couple.
Y'all are getting your colonoscopies on the regular.
Good.
Because there's a place right across the street from where we broadcast that does colonoscopies. Oh, yeah, taxi cabs coming left and right because, you know, they sedate you when they... You know, put the camera up there.
Yep.
And so there's a constant rotation, even starting at like 5:30 in the morning. Whenever I'm pulling in, there's always cars going in. So kudos on you.
Is that what they're doing?
Yeah.
I need to pay more attention, Holly.
Yes. They're going to get their keisters, cameras on their butts.
I see.
You haven't noticed all the cabs.
Nope.
Well, you come in the other way.
Just jamming. Yeah. Oh, right. Oh, it's on that side. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways, I'm proud of everyone for scheduling your regularly needed colonoscopies.
Yeah.
Very nice.
I need to get in there. I need to, my regular doctor keeps reminding me. I'm like, yeah, I got to do that. And they say it's a lot easier than it used to be. Even the prep is a little better than it was even five, seven, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Because it's all, everyone always says that. It's really not the actual procedure. It's the prep before it. It's the drinking of that liquid crap.
Yeah. Yeah. Like gallons of it.
Oh, yeah.
Has anyone had a call the colonoscopy hotline? Has anyone had a camera up their butt recently? I'm just joking. Please don't do that. But yeah. But no, that's what I've heard. So it's made me feel a little bit better. But Richard, Richard, we hope you feel better, buddy.
Yeah, sending all the love.
Mm-hmm. Eric McCormick was on the couple of the trades yesterday and on TMZ, and he was interviewed on a podcast, and he weighed in on a topic. I haven't seen this come up recently, but it pops up every so often, and that is the feeling by some that only gay actors should play gay roles.
Mm.
And Eric was asked about this, and if you're really young, you may not know, A, who Eric McCormick is.
Oh, sad.
And why he would comment on this. But quickly, let me tell you, he's Will. There we go.
Of Will and Grace.
Of Will and Grace.
Yes.
That's the reason.
Who's a gay man, the character.
And then Will is a straight man.
Yes.
So, or Eric is a straight man. So that's why he's weighing in on this topic. And I'm sure that's why the host of said podcast probably asked Eric about it. He said what a lot of people say who are on this side of the thing, that he said, quote, this is a tough one for me because I didn't become an actor so that I could play an actor. There's no part I've ever played where I wasn't playing something I'm not. That's just part of what we do. And yeah. then he went on to joke. He goes, if gay actors weren't allowed to play straight actors, Broadway would be over. So this is what we do. And, you know, I newsflash, I'm a gay guy, and I've always felt this way. And I think it's sometimes what lacks in so many conversations and dialogue these days, just a basic lack of nuance.
Yeah.
And the premise that you can hold two thoughts in your head. The two thoughts that I can hold in my head and I do on this topic is, of course, I want to see representation. I want to see more members of the community get roles. And it is happening. It's slow, but it is happening. You know, we'll make three steps forward and then we'll make three steps back. But at the same time, I can hold in my head that this makes me uncomfortable. I don't agree. I'm with Eric McCormick. I don't think it should be limited. I think it should be whoever can do the best job in that role. And Eric is a good example of that. Eric was a perfect Will. Now, I don't know who he was going up against, but he was a great Will. And to think that he wouldn't have been able to create that role because of a criteria criteria like that. I don't know. I don't like that because I wouldn't want it done in reverse. And it is done to us in reverse, to be very clear. So I don't know how you two feel, but.
Oh, absolutely. 100% behind what Eric McCormick says. Look, you're acting. That's your job. It has nothing to do with your own sexuality, your own thoughts on things. You're playing a role and it should go to the best person. I think there's two conversations. The first one is that, you know, you, the best person should get the job, but it's access to have an opportunity to
even try.
Even try. And that's where it's lacking. That's where we need. That's where the representation is, at least where, you know, you're at least invited to audition. But in terms of who gets the role, I just don't think that that should matter. Now, could it help you be a better representation or at least understand that character more? Absolutely. So maybe that's an edge that you might have because you can really empathize with the character. So there's that. But in terms of, yeah, getting the job, yeah, it should just go to the best person. He's right about that.
Yeah, the best person. But yeah, exactly. You guys, there are multiple conversations that are happening at the same time. And, you know, representation in access to audition for these roles, the people who are making shows, the people who are getting financing for their projects and their art, that is a whole, that is a separate conversation too. You know,
yes.
Like, yeah.
And to me, you know, we want acceptance. I always say the word in the 90s when I was in my 20s coming out, it was tolerance. Ugh. And I never liked that because and I've said this for years, you tolerate a pebble in your shoe as you're walking around a mall. I don't want people to tolerate me as a human being. So when this discussion happens, I never use the word tolerance. I have tolerance. No, okay. No.
Well, and you also wouldn't want the reverse, right?
I wouldn't want the reverse. But why I brought this up is the tolerance thing is because to me, I want more people to be accepting and to see the gay folks and their humanity. By straight folks inhabiting inhabiting gay characters, it opens them up to our struggles because they have to learn about it. It makes them hopefully more empathetic and more sympathetic to what we have gone through.
Yeah, that's
and
a great so point.
I think it is a net positive when straight folks take on gay roles. I think they come out, hopefully, if they do their job, which is research and creating. I hope they come out on the other end. It's like when people meet gay people. I mean, it's not always this simple, but when people meet folks in the community and they're in their lives, sometimes it makes them more accepting of other gay folks. The same thing with when straight actors take these gay roles. I think it makes them come out of that role more accepting of folks that are not like them. And I think that's a positive.
Yeah. So especially if they can also usher other people, they're kind of like straddling both worlds and can usher others to say, hey, this is okay.
It's okay. It's
perfectly normal. That's but you right. can't say that straights can't play gays without gays not playing straights.
So, and I don't like that.
Yeah. So it goes both ways and that's not good either.
Because I'll end with this. I must tell you, this was selfishly pitched. I pitched this as a story. Only to remind you that if you have never seen the very small movie, 7.5 people saw it in around 96 or 97. If this was the case, we would never have gotten the great Patrick Stewart in the movie Jeffrey. Patrick Stewart playing a gay man is one of the best things you will see on your screens. So please look at the trailer for Jeffrey. And Patrick Stewart as a gay man is mwah. Chef's kiss. That's all I'm going to say. And if these rules were in effect, we wouldn't have gotten that. There we go. When we come back, more pop culture. The new Office gets another creative. Alexis has that. Plus, hey, are you and your kids a fan of Goosebumps? She has news on that, too. We're so glad you're here. Hi, everybody. Howdy, hello. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Billions and billions served, just like McDonald's since 2008. I'm Jace with Lex and Holly. Some more pop culture for you. The Office. It's getting, it's official. It's getting a reboot. It's an official reboot, Lex?
Yeah. Well, there's a potential new series.
Oh, okay.
And I think this will help bring it to fruition, everybody. Because Greg Daniels, he continues to work with a group of writers on the expansion of the Office universe. And now, Michael Koeman, who is the co-creator of Nathan For You, which we love, don't we?
Yes.
It's so funny. Now, think about that energy. He's going to be the leading creative voice on the new Office. It's going to be mockumentary, exploratory, you know, just like it was before.
Okay.
And if it gets greenlit, then he'll also serve as the offshoot's co-creator. So he's really going to be joining forces and doing the thing. This follow-up, it's still in development. But you know when they're talking a deadline, right? And then they're adding new people who are absolutely qualified. It just feels like this is going to happen.
Yeah.
So it's not going to be a reboot. It's going to be set in a new office with new characters, but live kind of within the same world of that mockumentary style, the way that it's filmed. So still be in Scranton, Pennsylvania. So I think this is a slam dunk.
I do too. And normally I would say, because look, there are too many reboots. They just did a survey of young folks and they're sick of reboots and sequels and all of that. Mm-hmm. However, if you're going to do this, this is a franchise that can be rebooted in this way. And it actually makes sense. There are all types of different offices, you know, it can be a completely different type of company, which gives you all sorts of new scenarios. And then you're obviously dealing with new characters. And it's been, what, two decades since the original Office? There are new problems now.
Think about the Office and what that means now with remote working and people just coming in once in a while. I mean, they could have a lot of fun with that. So, yes.
And the wonderful open concept office buildings. Aren't those great, everyone?
Yay. Also, Greg Daniels, tremendous talent. He is, not only was he involved in The Office, but King of the Hill, The Simpsons, Seinfeld. So Parks and Rec, it's going to be good if it comes from him.
Yes. Yeah. He's not going to do crap.
No.
You know, he's not going to reboot this, or it's not going to go for, it's not going to get past development or out of an office. No pun intended, out of an office. Mm-hmm. If there wasn't a good pitch, if there wasn't a good idea, right. I have confidence in that team.
The original Office ran 9 seasons, ending in 2013. So yeah, it's time.
It's time. Mm-hmm. I've never watched the British version.
Oh,
the original.
Yeah, it's good. It's got a bite to it. Yeah,
it does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
I should watch that sometime. What's going on, Lex, with Goosebumps? I saw the headline and I admittedly, because this missed me, I was old again. I was contributing to my IRA by the time this was hot. What's going on with the Goosebumps universe?
So Goosebumps on Disney Plus, it's an anthology.
Yeah.
They're season one's out. Now, it didn't miss me. I read a lot of Goosebumps books. Love them.
Say cheese and die.
Yes. But I never checked out the first season of Goosebumps on Disney. So maybe that's something I need to revisit. But we have news about the second season. And guys, David Schwimmer's getting a job.
Yay!
Ross has a job
and
not dealing with dinosaurs.
Right. With the Goosebumps. So he will lead this second season, new story, new setting, new cast. It will follow teenage siblings who discover a threat stirring, triggering a chain of events that unravels a profound mystery. Mm. And as they delve into the unknown, the duo finds himself entangled in the chilling tale of 4 teenagers who mysteriously vanish in 1994.
There's always trouble when there's a chain of events.
Yes.
Always.
And Schwimmer, he'll still be in the science world. He's going to be playing a former botany professor.
Oh. Mm.
So, you know, I mean, that's great.
It's good to see Schwimmer back.
I think so.
The Schwim.
Yeah.
I had a crush on him.
Me
I had
too.
Out of all the Friends guys, I had such a crush on him. Oh,
yeah, he was my favorite too.
Mm-hmm. That tanning episode when he was shirtless, I might have rewound that VHS tape a couple times.
That VHS tape. You got that in your bucket of VHS tapes,
Jason? I probably do.
Yeah. Don't tape over that.
No.
No. I'm not going to throw that one away. I did throw away about 50 a couple days ago, but yeah. Can you, in 1 minute, actually, quite literally, in 1 minute, I was just throwing that number out there, but literally in 1 minute, what? Give me the tagline for Goosebumps. Is it different mystery stories? What is Goosebumps?
Yeah, so it's a series of books. There's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Is
there a through character or no? They're just all different types of stories.
All different stories. Okay. And that's what was so fun about it is you can just pick anyone up and, go on a little adventure.
Yeah, I would say they're aimed for late elementary, early middle school.
Yeah.
And they have frightening elements, scary elements to them. It's kind of like, Tales from the Crypt a little bit.
Yeah.
But for younger kids. But then, if you wanted the sexy teen version, you read Fear Street.
Oh, yes. God.
Also by R.L. Stine.
R.L. Stine, yep, wrote these as well. And there's always, a teenage winner. You're always rooting for them.
But late elementary school.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, so my current reading level. That's perfect. I'll dive into
this. Yeah, check it out.
Yeah.
I'll check it out. I'll probably enjoy it.
There's ebooks, too.
You can pronounce all those words. We're going to take a break. When we come back, hour two will begin. It'll begin with a lie. A lie that Alexis told. And that's big because Alexis doesn't lie. She's the worst liar that God ever put on this earth. So what does that mean? You're going to find out. Plus, big news for Downton Abbey fans, a game in...
Everything Mortgages when it comes to David and the team at First Equity. They can do it all. Conventional, FHA, first-time home buyer, VA. They've got you. And what's so great is that they've worked in our market 23 years and counting. They are part of the community. They are and will be invested in you and making sure that you are set up for financial success. Because they're part of the community. They know they're going to see you around. They know you're going to tell your friends and family. And, of course, they just want to make sure that you're set up for success. And that's a big difference between maybe a national company who just, they don't care. They don't care. But First Equity, they take the time to get to know you and find that right setup for you. And also that you know what's going to happen. By the end of the process, you're signing a ream of paper and you want to make sure, okay, I know what I'm doing. I know what's happening. Thank you. And that's the team, First Equity. So give them a call, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword, say it with me,